This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, over the last few decades, we have been vaccinating kids for chickenpox, right? And since we've been vaccinating people for chickenpox, we've had less people actually have chickenpox. Now, I had chickenpox as a kid. Most of my friends had chickenpox as a kid. There were chickenpox parties. And chickenpox is a virus, the varicella virus, that after it causes the rash that itches and leaves scars and gives you a fever and makes you feel all grumpy and uncomfortable, and it was a real, real pain in the butt of an illness, the virus hides out in a nerve root. And then as an adult, the virus could come out. And depending on which nerve root it decides to hide out in will be where your shingles outbreak can be. Now, we have vaccines for shingles, but for those of us that have had chickenpox, we are all at risk of getting shingles if that virus decides to come out. If the virus comes around the eye, it could cause eye blindness and zoster ophthalmicus, which could be pretty serious. If the shingles rash wraps around your chest, it's only going to be a one-sided rash because the nerve root comes from the back and the spine and it's only on one side. It could restrict your breathing on that one side and make it very, very painful. For some people, shingles could just be an annoying rash. Well, Justin Bieber, who isn't he only like 28 years old? Justin Bieber apparently has had shingles, we're being told. And he is now suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which is causing hearing loss and facial paralysis. He shared a health update saying he's had to postpone 3 shows of his 2022 Justice World Tour this week. And on an Instagram video, he has said that he has been diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. Now, this is a consequence that we can get from shingles. Now, this herpes zoster virus is, again, something that we have started to eliminate in, I don't want to say eliminate, but stave off in the younger population because they didn't get, you know, because now we have the vaccine. But the one thing I have been seeing, especially since COVID, are 20-year-olds have shingles. Last night, a 25-year-old patient called in. She goes, yeah, this is my second shingles attack. I go, what the hell are you doing getting shingles? Now, she did have the regular chickenpox virus. She didn't get vaccinated. And a lot of kids didn't necessarily 20, 25 years ago, their parents jump on the bandwagon to get them vaccinated. So, yeah, some of them, you know, were exposed to chickenpox, so then they'd have the virus. But my problem with all this is those of us that did get chickenpox as kids, we didn't really get shingles as a 20-year-old or 30-year-old. Most of us will get shingles in our 50s or 60s. So why are younger adults getting shingles? Now, a few years back, I told you I think it's COVID. I think COVID is waking up the virus. The virus inactivates, but it still stays present. It lays dormant. It stays alive just long enough, does whatever it needs to do to still be there as it kind of hides out in a nerve root. And then something wakes it up, stress, another infection. And so I just wonder if maybe the reason why we're seeing all these younger individuals start having this shingles is because the COVID virus is waking it up. But then that starts to make me a little nervous, okay? I mean, kids have stress. millennials of stress, Gen Zs of stress, young adults of stress, we don't usually see a lot of shingles in 20, 30-year-olds. Why is this COVID virus, if that is going to be the working theory, so powerful enough to wake up the shingles virus in a young, healthy individual? Is it that maybe we aren't that healthy anymore? Is it that maybe that the COVID has messed up our immune system such that when something else wants to take advantage, they can? Or maybe we are dealing with a virus such as COVID that is a lot more powerful than we think. And one thing I am watching out for that I don't want you to worry about yet, but one thing that I'm keeping my eye out for is this inducing, will this COVID virus induce cancer or wake up or accelerate somebody's potential for cancer? We're going to be talking about in the next segment how Toby Keith has stomach cancer. And I've been seeing a rise in younger individuals diagnosed with cancer. And I hope to God, and I am praying to God, that this COVID virus isn't having anything to do with that. Now, again, it could just be, look, you know, we're not eating well, we're not outside as much, we've been hiding from the sun because of melanoma, we've been masking, we've been just not, you know, doing what we normally do, our diets could be off, so there could be a lot of contributing factors. And it could also be now people are starting to go to the doctor, so now we're starting to find more cancer. But I got to tell you, I have heard probably a total of 6 cases in the last 7 days of new diagnosis of cancer. And I'm a little nervous about that. And I'm very scared because I don't know if there's a process that's going on that we're unaware of. Well, so to review, with Ramsey Hunt, Justin Bieber had reported that he's been dealing with, well, let me see if he's, I don't know if he's actually explained. He said he's frustrated by the cancellations. I'm just physically not capable of doing them. He said, I hope you guys understand. I'll just be using this time to rest and relax and get back to 100%. But with Ramsey Hunt, we don't usually see it till you're over 60. And you get the rash, you get the blisters, and then if it's around an ear and it causes facial weakness or paralysis, it could cause you to have issues closing your eye, ringing in the ears, pain in your face, difficulty eating, speaking, dry eyes because your eye is always open and you can't close it. So it's, again, not something you commonly see in a 28-year-old. And I just wonder if maybe what's part of it, I'm sorry about my volume here coming up. I just wonder if maybe it relates to COVID. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Grammy Award-winning country music superstar Toby Keith has announced that he has gastric cancer. He has been treated for stomach cancer, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. And this is a tough one, and we're going to talk about this. Toby Keith, I like a few of his songs. One of them is the Who's Your Daddy, right? Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your honey? Who's your man? I think he's fantastic. I'm a huge Toby Keith fan, and I love his music. Fun guy, strong. He's only 60 years old, but to see him go through chemo, radiation, and surgery for stomach cancer makes me a little nervous about the stage at which they found his cancer. So what happened is Toby Keith announced this on Twitter, and he said, "Last fall, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer. I've spent the last 6 months receiving chemo, radiation, and surgery. So far, so good. I need time to breathe, recover, and relax. I am looking forward to spending this time with my family, but I will see the fans sooner than later. I can't wait. Signed, T. So I love it when they reach out like that. I mean, you know, they have so much going on. You're not feeling well. And to let their fans know what's going on is really, really cool. And I told you this, I'm a little nervous about all the cancer diagnoses we've been hearing. It could just be that, you know, the news is very open about it and you know, we're just maybe following it more. But I really hope to high God this has nothing to do with COVID and how COVID isn't oncogenic. And I just have the feeling it could be. And I just have the feeling that even though there's tons of risk factors for stomach cancer, and I'll tell you about that, most of the population has been exposed to COVID. Even if you masked, if you have been in your house for the past 2.5 years, maybe, but I think COVID was around at the end of 2019. So I think a lot of us have been exposed. And I understand some of the antibody tests might not have picked it up originally, but I find it hard to believe that the average person hasn't been exposed. And I don't like this virus, and I don't think we could hide from this virus, but I really don't trust this virus. And I'm not saying this is what caused Toby Keith's cancer, but the one thing I'm keeping a watchful eye on is, are we looking at those of us who have had COVID, you know, at higher risk of something we might have had a predilection for? So for any of you who are at high risk for any sort of cancer, right, you know, don't blow off getting your regular screens, like your mammograms, like your colonoscopies and things like that. We already have enough, you know, cancer incidents in this United States, let alone having a virus that could possibly play a role. Again, we have to study it. We're not going to know for years what role COVID could have played. But right now, according to cancer.net, 26,380 people in the United States will be diagnosed with gastric cancer this year. 15,900 will be men, 10,480 women. 11,090 deaths are going to occur from stomach cancer this year. Now, the five-year survival rate is 70%, which isn't bad, but we have to catch the gastric cancer early on. Later stages obviously have poor prognosis. So if it's localized, 70% five-year survival rate. And five-year survival rate means how many people are still alive 5 years after their diagnosis. So if 70%, so if there's 100 people that get diagnosed with gastric cancer and it was early, at least 70 of them will still be alive 5 years later. That's what that means. If it's regional, only 32% will still be around 5 years from now. If it's distant and it's spread, 6%. Gastric cancer is deadly because many people don't get it diagnosed. They think it's their heartburn. Remember I told you guys we have a heartburn and reflux pandemic where everybody, everybody seems to, you know, be living on their Nexium or their Prilosec or their, you know, and they always seem to have heartburn. Well, what if that heartburn isn't heartburn? What if there's something else going on, like an ulcer or a stomach cancer? I'm not saying all heartburn is stomach cancer, but the number one symptom, when I would ask patients who ended up telling me, you know, they were new to my office saying, yeah, you know, I've had stomach cancer or my loved one had stomach cancer. And I'm like, you know, didn't they have abdominal pain? What were their symptoms? Oh, just heartburn. Well, everybody seems to have heartburn and we blow it off. That's why I recommend everybody with heartburn to still see a gastroenterologist. So according to the American Cancer Society, there are risk factors for stomach cancer. Gender, this is more common in males than females, but females get it too. Age, we usually see it over the age of 60, and Toby Keith is 60, so he's kind of young for it. The ethnicity, we see it more in Hispanic Americans, African Americans, Native Americans, and Asian Pacific Islanders. Geography, people residing in East Asia, Eastern Europe, South and Central America. When I was in medical school, I remember they were talking about the teas. They thought it was related to the tea that people were drinking. So I don't necessarily think that that's still considered a risk factor, but I have to double check. Helicobacter pylori infection is a bacteria that could put you at risk for stomach cancer. That gets treated when upon biopsy of your intestine during the upper endoscopy is when they'll diagnose and treat that. There's also the breath test and other ways. If you're obese, if you smoke, if you drink alcohol, if there's family history, if you have a diet high in processed foods, that puts you at risk. And interestingly, if you have a diet low in citrus fruits, they think fruits can be very protective. So that's fascinating. Pernicious anemia could put you at risk. Those of you with vitamin B12 deficiency and folate deficiency, there could be a chance you might be at higher risk for gastric cancer. If you had previous stomach surgery, because it could affect the acid, we think what happens is if it's a bacteria that causes it, if you have good, strong stomach acid, that could then maybe knock it out. So if you've had stomach surgery and you don't have good acid production, that could affect it, which is why a few years ago I told you how there was a study saying people who chronically take these proton pump inhibitors for their stomach acid might be at risk for stomach cancer. There's a chance you need the acid. And I know it's frustrating because there's that fine balance between stomach cancer and esophageal cancer where the acid coming up could cause cancer. Epstein-Barr virus exposure, for those of us that had mono like me, could be at risk for stomach cancer. Genetic diseases that could increase your risk, like Peutz-Jeghers and Lynch syndrome. And then occupational exposure. If you work with coal, metal, rubber industries, those could put you at risk. And interestingly, type A blood. Type A blood, I think that's the blood type that is also puts you at higher risk for heart disease and things like that. I have to double check. But type A blood could put you at risk for higher risk of gastric cancer. Who knows? So symptoms of gastric cancer would be abdominal pain, heartburn, indigestion, feeling full after small amounts of food, loss of appetite, weight loss, nausea, vomiting. So back in 2017, I told you guys about a study published in Gut, which is the journal, where they looked at those who took PPIs, like Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, for more than a year, were 5 times increased risk for stomach cancer. Those who took them chronically for 2 years were 6 times increased risk. Those on PPIs consistently for 3 to 4 years were 8 times increased risk. Now, this was opposed to you taking calcium carbonate, like your Tums, or the H2 antagonist, like your Pepcid or Zantac. So they think that maybe what it is the H. pylori bacteria might necessarily be, I guess, accelerated or intervene. I don't know. Again, this was back in 2017, and the American Cancer Society has not included the PPI medications as risks for gastric cancer, but it's something we're watching. So what my recommendation to you is whenever we have a celebrity that is very open about, you know, a medical issue they have, it reminds people to get themselves checked. So if you're having abdominal pain, if you feel full after you eat, if you get bloated, if you are constantly hitting antacids, if you're in bed at night and you feel heartburn, you need to get that checked out. And what your medical provider is going to do is send you to a gastroenterologist, and the gastroenterologist is going to do a procedure where they do a scope. And they're going to do a scope, and they're going to look at the stomach, and they can very easily do that. They'll take a biopsy, and they'll see if you have H. pylori. If you do have H. pylori, the bacteria, they're going to treat you. If you don't, they're going to treat you for your acid symptoms. They're going to talk to you about certain foods to avoid. There's a lot of foods that you need to avoid. So foods like alcohol, chocolate, fried fatty foods, caffeine, peppermint, citrus food can actually cause reflux. I know citrus is supposed to be protective, but onions can cause reflux, tomatoes. But things that will help your reflux are oatmeal, banana, salad, aloe vera, parsley, celery, couscous, rice, lean turkey and chicken. I wrote a piece on it, so take a look at that. Godspeed to Toby Keith, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steirwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th, when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy just wanted to, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I'm a little confused with what happened with monkeypox and the CDC's recommendation, because it looks like on their website it changed. Now, the CDC has a very complex website, where every time you try to search something, it seems like you get a different page that you looked at before. So I don't know if it's an update or if it's just another page. But this says page last reviewed May 29th, 2022. And when I spoke to you guys originally about monkeypox, and I'm going to pull up my source, my site, because when I write an article, I will hyperlink the CDC, or I will hyperlink my sources so you could go to them. The problem is if the source changes the, if the source changes their information, it's not going to pull that up. So monkeypox, as I had said, that is now starting to spread globally. I think U.S. cases are right now up to 51. was originally discovered in the 50s. They found it in monkeys, first seen in humans in the 1970s. And it is an illness in the Orthopox virus genus family in the Poxviridae, similar to smallpox, kind of similar to chickenpox, but different family. But it's a zoonotic illness originating from animals like rodents or monkeys, and it can affect a human if they're bit, scratched, or has close contact. The illness was more common in Central and West Africa, but they say once a human contracts the illness, now this was the information I got day one, before anything changed. Once a human contacts the illness, they could spread it to other by, quote, large respiratory droplets. Since then, this came from the CDC. And that's how smallpox was spread. That's how chickenpox is spread. Large respiratory droplets. In the last week or a couple weeks, the CDC has changed its sort of transmission to be more specific and not necessarily concentrating on the large respiratory symptoms, but also more in terms of direct contact, face-to-face contact, intimate contact. So they still do recommend, they still say respiratory secretions, but there has been some debate on whether the CDC is underestimating or underreporting how this could be a virus spread airborne. Now, monkeypox global cases have already surpassed 1,000. And so this is something that now makes us wonder, are all these people having sex with other people and giving it to them? Or is it being spread person to person? So the CDC has updated their transmission. They say the CDC is tracking multiple cases of monkeypox that have been reported in several countries that don't normally report monkeypox, especially the United States. CDC is urging healthcare providers to be alert, and they are working with state and local health officials to identify people who may have been in contact with individuals who have tested positive for monkeypox. I think they're going to eventually change the name. Right now, they don't have time, but because they don't like to stigmatize animals, and they don't want anything else that could sadly come from, you know, a name that is very specific to one animal when rodents, prairie dogs, and other things can get this. But right now, they're still calling it monkeypox. And the CDC says monkeypox virus can spread when a person comes into contact with the virus from an infected animal, person, or materials contaminated with the virus. The virus can cause the placenta from the mother to the fetus, so a pregnant woman could give her child monkeypox. Monkeypox virus is spread from animals to people through the bite or scratch of an infected animal if you handle wild game, or through the use of products made from infected animals. The virus may also spread through direct contact with body fluids or sores on an infected person, or with materials that have touched body fluids or sores like clothing or linens. So this, I think, has come about as people who have taken care of people with monkeypox has now, you know, come down with it. Monkeypox spreads between people primarily through direct contact with the sores, the scabs, or bodily fluids. They have kept in here, though it also can be spread by respiratory secretions during prolonged face-to-face contact. Monkeypox can spread during intimate contact between people, including during sex, as well as activities like kissing, cuddling, or touching parts of the body with monkeypox sores. At this time, it is not known if monkeypox can spread through semen or vaginal fluids, meaning it's not an STD, but people can get it during sex. They say it is not yet known what animal maintains the virus in nature, although African rodents are suspected to play a part in monkeypox transmission to people. So, as you can see, they're going to probably soon get ready to change the name. Not sure if that's, you know, high up on their list. But it's what I see here is, again, an evolving science. And there's been some pressure for the CDC to recommend masks again. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, people were wearing masks on planes. You heard the sneezing and the coughing. With COVID going on right now, it's really hard to get people to, you know, get back in masks. Some people want to wear the mask because they don't want to get sick. Others are like, you know, I'm over it. But whatever you do, don't try to get monkeypox. Don't try to get COVID on purpose. I am a little confused why people are touching other people's monkeypox sores. Don't do that. I mean, what is so exciting about... You know why? Some of these monkeypox look like little bubbles and blisters. People love touching blisters. They think it's cool. I don't get that. They just love bouncing their finger off a blister. Don't do that. You could get monkeypox. So Massachusetts officials have now reported two more cases of monkeypox. They now have three in total. National count is 51. These cases were in two adult men with recent contact, but they were not linked to the state's first case reported about a month ago. Still not sure if it was travel or related to a case spotted in Rhode Island over the weekend. Oklahoma has become the 16th state now to detect a case of it, and epidemiologists are now warning Americans to be vigilant against the virus. Countries in Europe are recording massive spread. So 51 cases have been spotted to date. These include Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, D.C., Florida, Dallas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Hawaii, Colorado, Utah, California, and then multiple countries have reported cases. Argentina, Australia, Austria, Bahamas, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Ghana, Greece, Haiti, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Iran, Israel, Italy, Kosovo, Latvia, Malta, Mexico, Morocco, Netherlands, Norway, Pakistan, Paraguay, Poland, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, Sudan, Sweden, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, U.S., Uruguay, and Venezuela. So the symptoms, again, of monkeypox is you could have a fever, headache, muscle and back aches, swollen lymph nodes, chills, exhaustion, which is identical to what we're seeing with COVID right now. But what's interesting is the swollen lymph nodes might be a little unique. And then, of course, the monkeypox lesions, the rash. Not all everybody is getting the rash, though. Okay, most people should get the rash, but we're not getting a lot of details on that. Because if somebody doesn't have the rash and they think they have COVID and they're like, well, I don't want anybody, making me isolate, they might not say anything, go about their daily business. But if somebody has the rash, I think they'll be more likely to go, whoa, okay, that's going to get noticed. Now, a group of scientists are calling for the name of monkeypox virus to be changed, arguing it is discriminatory against Africa. So in a position paper published on Friday, more than two dozen scientists called for the name of the virus, which is native to West Africa, to be abandoned. See, I told you they were going to work on that. They said in the context of the current outbreak, continued reference to and nomenclature of this virus being African is not only inaccurate, but also discriminatory and stigmatizing. So maybe we'll use a Greek alphabet or something to rename it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I cannot stand it when I see the media come up with these stupid names, right, for medical conditions just to get the headline. And I guess we have something called lightning crotch. And remember I told you guys that when I was pregnant, during my first pregnancy, I would get these stabbing pains in the vagina. And it would hurt like crazy. Baby was fine. Went about my day. But I'm like, you know, it was miserable. I was miserable when I was pregnant. But only happened during the first pregnancy. Stabbing pain. Felt like an electric bolt. Not even electric bolt, because I would have thought that it was a nerve thing. It just felt like a stab. Like a knife was in there. And then, you know, baby came out, which felt like a million knives coming out. And, you know, went about my day, went about my life. Well, apparently here we are 20-some years later, and everybody's calling it lightning crotch. You know how horrible a name that is? Do you think the average third trimester pregnant woman wants people to think that their vagina's on fire or lightning bolts are streaming out of it? Okay, we already have enough of a problem being pregnant and people not wanting to even be near us, all right? Let alone to have this misnomer. And by the way, there's nothing meteorological going on with it too, so I don't know why we're bringing up lightning. So it is a very common sort of phenomenon that could happen when a woman's pregnant. It doesn't happen to everybody pregnant, but it is, and there's some benign reasons for it. But the reason why I have an issue with it is because if a pregnant woman is having pain down there, I don't want her to say, oh, it's just the lightning crotch, I'm good, let me go on social media and post a picture. No, if you're having significant pain or stabbing pain in your vagina when you're in your third trimester, you need your medical provider to rule out any of the serious causes. So if somebody's just pregnant, and again, this usually happens third trimester when you're having pain, we got to make sure you don't have a vaginal infection. We got to make sure there's not an infection in the uterus. We have to make sure you're not having a urinary tract infection. We want to make sure your baby's not undergoing fetal distress. We have to make sure you're not getting preterm labor. We want to ensure you aren't having an abrupto placenta or where you're having a bleed where almost an expulsion of the placenta. There's a mechanism there that could be horrible. We also want to make sure that there's not a tumor or a mass or something, you know, pressing on a nerve that's not supposed to. So we'll always examine you, and we'll make sure that that pain isn't anything, a uterine rupture, a whole variety of things. Then, as long as we know that there's nothing going on, what's happening is you have your pubic symphysis. In your pelvic girdle, there's this cartilage. And when you're pregnant, you have a hormone called relaxin. Now, this relaxin hormone has to relax ligaments and relax parts of your pelvis such that it can accompany the expanding pregnancy. Well, just like a door that hasn't been opened in a haunted house, it's going to creak a little bit. And when that happens, it hurts. And so we call this symphysis pubis dysfunction or symphysis pubis diastasis. It's where the joint in the pelvic bone continues to expand to accommodate the pregnancy, stimulated by the hormone relaxin, and it causes that pain in there. You could also have pain because you have an enlarging pregnancy that's pressing on a nerve, and then that nerve could be causing shooting pain. And also, you're getting muscles that are now stretching. And when a muscle stretches, that hurts and causes twinges. So this lightning crotch can feel like a stab, a lightning bolt, a cramp, a squeeze, a twinge. And it could happen in the vagina area, the perineum, which is between the vaginal opening and the rectal opening. It could be in the rectal area. It could be in the thighs. And it could be pretty painful. Once your doctor rules out everything else, they'll maybe recommend some exercises, some positioning changes, some maybe belly supports, massage, yoga, things like that. I didn't have it my second pregnancy. So I guess once my bones, you know, knew, okay, you know, you're going to be giving birth to a kid, a big kid, you know, by my second pregnancy, I didn't have the stabbing pain. I only had it with the first. What was fascinating, though, is I knew I was pregnant my second pregnancy because the hips widened immediately. Okay, and I know I got a big butt now, but I didn't have that big butt back then. I lost all the baby weight first time. Then I talked to my husband. I go, if we're going to have a second baby, we probably need to do it this week. And so it was actually the night of my son's second birthday. We were like, okay, I think this is going to be the night we're going to conceive the second one. And thank God it happened. But within a week, boom, I just felt the pelvis open up. And I was like, does that mean I'm pregnant? Took weeks for my pregnancy test to show a positive. But usually by the second pregnancy, you don't seem to feel it as much, but you still can. You know, especially if it's a different size baby or if you have twins. So that's what quote-unquote lightning crotch is. But I just want to carefully caution the media in the couple minutes I have where we need to stop it with these stupid names and stop it with these catching these clickbait sort of headlines, because you're really going to start to minimize something when it really is important. And when you come up with these names, people are like, okay, well, it's going to be something that's not going to be serious, and it's a name. And like, didn't they call it like dead vagina syndrome? And there's all these stupid names out there for things that they put with genitals, and because they love the clickbait and it gets people to click on it. And if you have advertisers on your site, you might make more money. And it's really driving medical media into the wrong path. You know, I told you guys when I opened my show, as a physician on the radio, as much as I'd like to, you know, rip on what politicians are doing and be angry and get everybody riled up like these other very popular radio hosts do, I feel my job is to inform. And when there's this BS that's circulating online and these misnomers and these names and this clickbait, you guys could possibly be getting the wrong information. And so you're going to see lightning crotch. They're going to say, oh, it's benign. And I have to tell you, any stabbing pain you have in the vaginal area, or men, stabbing pain in the groin area, get yourself checked out. Even if there's these stupid headlines or these stupid stories going, oh, yeah, you know, it ended up being benign. I can't tell you how many times people blow things off only to find out that it was something significant. So I commend the media for bringing up the topic of pelvic pain and pregnancy. But, you know, these names and these tags, and you know, I wrote an article on it, and I wrote an article and I included the quote-unquote lightning crotch, because in order for somebody to get the real information on it, if that term isn't in there, it doesn't hit the search engine optimization. Our media and our education and our news is being driven by what these search engines will decide to pick up on. And that's why people are using these stupid, crappy terms. And I'm frustrated by it. Because if you don't actively go, well, I'm going to listen to Dr. Dahlia, or I'm going to listen to this news station, or I'm going to listen to this particular personality, you're going to go online and you're going to see all this stupid stuff because it got first hits on Google or Bing or et cetera. So, you know, with everything that's going on right now, I get it's overwhelming. I get it's confusing. I get that there's a lot of competition. I get that in order for people to still be relevant, they need to be out there. I get that people are getting fired in media all the time if they're not bringing in money. And I think all those things are driving what's happening. And you as the consumer, you as the listener, you as the viewer deserve just straight up news. And it's getting harder and harder to get that. And I feel you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.